This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we are going to give you tip after tip today on how to make yourself better with your money. You really will be a better person after you listen to this show. And I know because we kind of started this list on Saturday, and I was pretty excited about it. And then when I saw Gregory get pretty excited about it too, I knew we were on to something. And we're just kind of going over some notes in P.T. Barnum's book from the late 1800s, and it's literally all of it is good advice that stands the test of time. So we'll be sprinkling that in throughout the show. Some financial news, of course, happened today. We'll break that down on the numbers. And I see another article here, Gregory, where they're talking about how companies are falling all over themselves to keep some of their older workers from retiring. And, you know, the obvious reasons, these people have experience and skills and better output and their return on investment, you know, like what the company gets out of them in value versus what they pay them in salary is better than younger people. And they're just not being replaced fast enough. So that's one of the good signs of having full employment. But can I back up to a conversation I was privy to earlier in the day, Gregory? And where there was a situation where someone had a 401k, or it was just described as a company plan. I'm not even sure if it was a 401k. But the company plan had distributions that required distributions for a surviving spouse based on the deceased records instead of her own record or something like that, where it contravened how the IRS generally sets up its rules for required minimum distributions. But we've had this on the show. It's just been years and I've forgotten all about it, where if there's a conflict, the default isn't always what the IRS says. A lot of times the default can be what the company plan itself says. Can you kind of clean that up?
Well, when you go to IRS, is it has to be taken by 70 and a half by the account owner. But the plan, 401k as such, if the plan requires it to be taken by the surviving spouse at the original owner's age of 70 and a half, then that's what's going to happen. Because a lot of people will ask me, should I leave my money in the 401k? Let's look at that. You have other options. I don't find compelling reasons to leave it there unless you're going to go back to work there.
I mean, there's a couple of exceptions. If you have a loan against it.
Yeah. So to me, that's the only compelling reason is you're happy with it and want to leave. You've been let go, but you're pretty certain you're going back to work there. So you might ask, why move it? But from an estate planning standpoint, is one of the reasons I suggest you might want to move it. And that's an example that you described, that case we were talking about this morning.
And see, I get caught in these loops here because, you know, I've been sitting on this show, but that's not the same thing as working 40 hours a week as a financial Hall of Fame financial advisor. But I kind of like to loop these things into big groups. So to me, the rules are just about the same for a 401k as they are for an IRA, as they are for a 403b, as they are for a 457. But you're the guy that actually knows why they aren't all called the same thing and why they all have different names and what the rule changes are. And that's not something I would recommend going through by yourself, because that lady almost messed it up.
Yeah, in that case, she's a few years younger than her deceased husband, but he would have been 70 and a half this year. So they're saying you have to take RMDs. There is a remedy for it. She's 67, 66, something like that. And she can roll it over to an IRA. And as a spousal IRA, she does not have to take RMDs until she reaches 70 and a half. That is the remedy. And I believe I understood from the conversation that is what's going to happen, because she doesn't want to take distributions.
But you say this like it's so simple out there. To the guy listening who doesn't know all the differences and nuances between all these different plans, they're like, oh, no, do I have to know all these rules? Or, oh, my gosh, what's happened? Is she going to get stuck with these distributions that she doesn't want to take? Oh, well, it's just a simple rollover. It's a solution that makes it that easy. You just roll it over.
Yeah, she set up an IRA account elsewhere and have the money rolled over from the 401k, the company plan, to the IRA that you rollover IRA account that you created elsewhere. It'd be a custodian move. It's not a taxable event. There's no fee for transferring. There, it simply will move over there. Then you have a gigantuan assortment of investment choices, whether it be no risk, low risk, risk correlated. You have a lot of choices there.
Gigantuan.
Yeah.
And that then,
I don't know. How many choices do you have? Tens of thousands.
I think that's a new dinosaur in the Jurassic Park movie.
Gigantuan.
Yeah, they're making like an eighth one of those, aren't they? I think this one, the dinosaurs are going to stay in the park and everything's going to go fine. What do you think?
Yes.
All right, so.
What could possibly go wrong having T-Rexes running around?
All right, now, before we do the blast of the past and revisit P.T. Barnum's wisdom from the 1880s, I want to do something in 2018 real quick that is pretty financially profound as well. And Venezuela had its elections over the weekend. You see this one, Gregory?
I know. It was a close call. I would have liked to have went over there and voted myself, but
Nicolas Maduro squeaks.
He squeaks by.
With like 76% of the vote or something.
Great. That's just...
All right, so the socialist won in Venezuela. He won by more than 40 points. Pretty big landslide. It's another six-year term.
Okay, I heard talk about us imposing an oil embargo. Well, I don't quite understand. They have huge amount of oil. Are they getting oil from us or somebody else?
No, they had the same problem Iran did whenever they nationalized it, because in the Iranian Revolution, they seized all the private companies from outside the world. They seized all the assets and ran them themselves. Since Venezuela did that, they've ran them into disrepair, and they can't refine their own gasoline. So they can pull the raw mud out of the ground that has oil in it, but they can't refine it down. So they do have to rely on outside sources for refined petroleum products. Same thing as Iran. Sad as that sounds.
Well, it's coming in to an end for Maduro soon. Who counted those votes, by the way?
Oh, it was totally shady. You're right to question the vote counters. That one of the reasons why the vote total was, because turnout was like less than half the country. I think it was like 40% turnout, which is worse than America.
And who would vote for him? Really, who?
If you're one of the elites that's still living in some walled off gated community, I don't know. There's people who are voting for him for sure, but there's also a lot of people who, They had these little red brigades at the polling locations, menacing people. If they didn't vote, there were a lot of people who just stayed home. There was a boycott of the elections because he basically threw half his opponents in jail and ramshackled his main rival. So it's just a big mess. But you know what that means? The biggest proven oil reserves on Earth are going to be defunct for the next 6 years. That's kind of good news for the price of oil if you're looking for it to go up. Bad news if you're looking for it to go down. But this is shockwaves that are going to ripple right across the Gulf of Mexico and into our economies around here. You ready to do the numbers?
Sure.
All right.
The numbers.
Welcome to the number segment. This is where we take a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. Follow along, winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app. Just felt like what we were supposed to do, because we were talking about current events and then I was talking about the price of oil. So let's just get into it then. Greens all over the place here. The Dow Jones had another winning day, but this time it's a big one. It was 1.2% in the positive. So it's had two red days in about the last, 12, 15, 3 weeks. So far, since like May 2nd, it's only had three down days. But the S&P was up 0.7%. The NASDAQ was up more than 0.5%. And even the Russell got in on the fun. It was up about 0.7% as well. So just winning across the board.
10-year treasuries, 3.06. So just kind of hanging consistently right at the 3.0. 3% range. So it puts 30-year fixed interest mortgages slightly above 4.75%. Crude oil, $72.48 a barrel. Nice number for Earl.
Yeah, we can go ahead. Y'all can start slowing down these increases, though. We're kind of in a nice little middle ground between expensive and cheap.
And gold is below $1,300 an ounce, priced at last $1,291.60. Silver's made it its way back up to 16 and a half. The close was at $16.52.
So when you go over to the short sheet and you see a day like today where all the indices are green, the reds are pretty profound, seeing as it's hard to come by. If you had a bad day on a day like this, you might want to re-examine yourself. But overwhelmingly, they're up, and some of them are up by big numbers. You know, if you break 2% in one day, that's a big movement. And we have FedEx and Caterpillar, Tesla, Chrysler, all above 2% on the positive for the day on the short sheet if you're following along. But the couple guys that had the red, these are just little ones. Two of them are newbies out there, Roku and Spotify. Hey, they've had their IPO in the last calendar year, so don't worry about those guys too much. And then the only other red spot is Under Armour, and that's just a shaky guy that's been falling from grace for a while, so no big surprise there. Earnings are still coming in above estimates for the most part, and as we're kind of winding down the second quarter here of earnings season, everyone seems to be calling it a success for the most part, but we're still getting the phenomenon of a couple people here and there that they beat their estimates and they still get hit. So not only do you have to beat by a pretty good margin to keep it going, which is not very 2017-like, actually. All right, so older workers, you may end up having to work longer, but the good news is there's more options for you. Less commuting, more working from home, flexible hours, maybe a little more golf in your future. If you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we had this case actually in the office, and he's been buying company stock, and we had a discussion about should he sell some of that, and we look back to where he was started buying the stock, which is valued around $93 a share right now. He started acquiring it in the high 30s, low 40s.
So what I pointed out is you don't necessarily want to sell all of that stock because you have an NUA opportunity, meaning he could go back and buy some, pay the taxes on some of that stock he acquired and convert it to after-tax dollars in that case and move it outside of his qualified plan when he leaves his job.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Hey, how you doing? It's Winning in Life with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. This is a show where we make you better with your money. And it's not me and my smart mouth that does it. The guy across the table, Gregory, Hall of Fame financial advisor. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, lucky you just stumbled on the show. 504-260-0995 for you. The phone number's on the Winning at Life app. Download it. It's free. Go grab it. You call from the front screen, or if you prefer, you can text. This is a pretty cool story because this happened to, I don't know what the word is for him. My brother-in-law's dad. So it's my sister's husband's dad. And I don't know if there is a word for that, but it was not too long ago that he tried to retire. And he's an aerospace engineer of some sort. Whenever you see those unmanned aerial vehicles flying through the air. Apparently he's one of the guys that helped design the fuselage or something to that effect. I used to love talking to him about it. But one day he decided, this isn't for me. This is just way too strenuous. I want to enjoy my life's work. You know, he had enough money, so he wasn't working for the money. And his kids live in different towns, and there's a lot of traveling involved. And now he's got grandkids, and he wants to spend time with them. So he told the guys, hey, it's been great working on all these projects with you, but I think I've about had it and ready to enter the next phase of my life. And they said, well, Bill, whoa. We just got a new contract. This is connected to the Defense Department. We've got all this money coming in. You can't retire right now. We can't afford to have you retire right now. Oh, really? Well, I'm retiring anyway. And they said, well, we'll double your salary. He goes, well, then I'm not retiring. So they kept him on for a couple more years. Tried to retire again, and then they pulled off almost exactly what they're saying in this article. First they throw more money at you, and then they break down your work duties at work, so you're not doing all the physical stuff. I mean, you're more of a supervisor. And then they'll start breaking down your schedule, and then they'll start breaking down your commute, and they'll let you do half your work from home or all your work from home or whatever you can do from home. And it was really cool, and the guy was glowing when he was telling the stories because, you know, with a sort of a self-actualization, you know, talk about having a feeling of self-worth. But eventually he pulled the trigger a couple years ago and retired for good. But here's another article in USA Today that's saying this is becoming the common story in America. Older workers are being begged by their employers to stay on the job. We'll give you whatever you want. And if this sounds anecdotal, yeah, you've heard of a guy. That doesn't mean it's a trend. Well, there's a few stats to go along with that. 19% of workers had flexible work arrangements in 2015. 19%. Last year, it was 24%. So that you're like, well, it only went up 5%. Yeah, but that's like a quarter. So, Gregory, you backing up? Are you seeing this? People coming in the office and they want to retire and they have it all planned and then they have to have another meeting with you, Gregory, and they're like, ah, I can't retire. They're just backed it up, a dump truck full of money in my front yard, and we're going to have to redo this plan, Gregory.
Oh, I've had that a number of times. One a few years back worked several years past his target retirement day. He said, they just keep paying me a lot of money. Another one, the story was, they give him a lot of flexibility. You don't have to come in every day, but we need you. You know, extreme flexibility. And a lot of it is, you know, when you're really enjoying the money and they give you the flexibility And there's another fellow. He's just super good at what he does with the machinery, diesel equipment and such. And they kept him on for a number of years. Said, we don't want you working on anything. We just want you looking out for what these guys are doing. And if they've got questions, they'll ask you. Basically, just keep showing up for work.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that if you retire, they can't replace you with someone younger. The guy, one of the guys they talked about in this article, he was a doctor, you know, watching patients for decades. And they said, we need you to stay on. He's like, but I physically can't do it. I can't stay on my feet for 12 hours at a time anymore. I'm in my 60s and I don't want to do it. And they're like, no, you're just going to sit at home. And when the phone rings, we're going to run a few things by you and you answer yes or no. Should they stay, you know, they don't have insurance. Should they stay in the long term or just overnight? And he was basically a Medicaid, Medicare consultant at that point. But he had a doctor's shingle on the wall. So, yeah. Yeah, we don't need you to work. We just need your brain.
Yeah, I've seen a number of doctors kept on, stayed on because of pay and the need of the knowledge. And that is it in a lot of cases where you are losing knowledge when people leave. It's not all being transferred. And a lot of it is just the life learning experience in the job.
Have you seen some of this? Because the language has been popping up a lot more recently. The phased retirement, where you're going to into a phased retirement to where you eventually work less and less and less until you're gone?
I'm not familiar with any situations like that. So, you know, and we see both sides where people are retiring a little bit earlier, maybe because they are tired, and sometimes it's the firm ending it in that case earlier than expected because of changes. And so you have that balance where some are staying longer, some are leaving earlier versus those that, okay, this is time. And we've been getting a number of these lately where, yeah, I'm ready. It's time. I'm retiring in June. I'm retiring in August. I'm retiring in September. We have a lot of them throughout the remainder of the year.
The proportion of people over 65 who are still working or looking for a job is up by a third over the last decade. It was about 15% in 2006, and last year it was 20%.
You will see that continue to increase, those working beyond 65. And you know why?
Yeah, and a lot of it's good reasons, too.
Well, one of the main driving reasons is they don't have any money saved. They don't have enough.
Yeah, that's bad.
But so when we're talking about the overall population, and it falls into the mix of retirees, they don't have, not everybody has money saved.
Well, there were some people referenced in the article here from the Wharton School in Philadelphia, where they say the fact that this generation, baby boomers more so than previous generations, are better employees. They have lower rates of absenteeism than both the generations under them, you know, Gen Xers and millennials, but more so than the people before them. They have less turnover, they have better job performance, and they're doing something new that no other generation has done before. This is the first generation that adapts to new technology, period. So time doesn't really pass them by because it's the first lifespan where they've constantly had to learn something. And this is the first generation. The boomers are the first generation that went from radios to records to 8-tracks to cassettes to CDs to MP3s, and now they're streaming. It's the first generation that ever had to do that. Every generation before that, whatever medium you got for your music was probably the same medium you use your entire life. Maybe there would be one innovation. Maybe someone would invent the record or maybe invent the radio. But this is the first adaptable generation, and you need to get a little more credit for being technologically savvy. Grandma's on Facebook, and grandma's killing it at Facebook. And when grandma's using those fun little filters that turns you into a puppy dog when you open your mouth, have you seen those, Gregory? It's adorable.
You know, just really two things I see from this digital world are two companies that are really dominating it. Facebook is one, especially from a global standpoint, and the other is Google. Two of the ones just truly are dominating in what they do. And other areas that you might not quite be aware of, and they're doing development in so many other areas there. That's just the power that they have and the cash flow and money.
Well, how cool was that 60 Minutes on Google last night? I know you love that one.
Yeah, very eye-opening. Just once again, explains their dominance in many areas there. And they are, in the whole digital world online, Google dominates more than anybody else does in anything we can think of.
All right. So it should be a standard practice for when you're thinking about retiring. Don't tell them you're going to retire. Ask them what they think about you retiring, because they may throw a bunch of money at you. You don't want to go in there with a big cocky attitude and ruin it for yourself, because you could be walking into a jackpot, is what I'm thinking these days, Gregory.
Yeah, kind of just put it out there. Hey, I'm thinking of retiring in a few months.
Yeah, how would y'all be okay with that? Would everything okay? Anything I need to set up for you? Just start floating it out there, especially if you know you're valuable and can't be replaced. Boy, that's a tough time to score, though. Because, man, when you don't need the money, even if they ask you to stay on for a lot, it's got to be a tough decision. All right, Gregory, I got one more thing to do here before we take the next break. Did you see the new cryptocurrency Howie coin? We go to Liz Claim in Fox Business.
Look at this website. All right, so this is the website called Howie Coins. It's a bogus Bitcoin offering site. And if you look at it, there are all kinds of things here. Oh, there's a token sale. And then if you get in early, there's a white paper. It looks all legitimate. And it says, here's the investment ladder. If you buy now, you will receive double 25% discount. That's the platinum level. You see the champagne. Then you go to all.
And then what happens here? She clicks through. It's a fake website set up by the Justice Department to warn you about fake cryptocurrencies. Don't know a lot of trouble on that one. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're winning it live with Gregory Ricks.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If something you're considering doing is buying annuity, you need to know the pros and cons or what assets should go there. But you need to know where you're going to be at 10, 15 years from now to know, are you making the right decision?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host. Approaching 8 years of doing this show. What a transformation. What an audience we have. Yeah. Full of content every evening. We do this every evening, 7 o'clock. Invite a friend to listen. Tell them about the show. Do a share on the app. Download the Winning at Life app. You can share that app and tell them to listen to the podcast. Catch the show live at 7 weeknights. They can listen on the stream, the air feed. Tell your friend in Alaska about the show.
Well, here's the cool part. After we hit our anniversary next month, Winning at Life will be longer. We'll have a longer term than all but one American president. See?
Yeah, Roosevelt.
There you go. So that was pretty cool. All right, you ready to go back to this P.T. Barnum? Or you got
phone number is 504-260-0995. Let's talk about that Social Security question, the mutual fund, the market. Trade, you know, Mnuchin said, don't worry about trade war. We're going to work it out. It's all going to be fine. Somebody's caving.
Yeah. You know, I saw that.
Don't worry about nuclear weapons.
Really? He was really optimistic. Like the deal's almost done. We're just working out some of the details after the fact, you know, our people will call your people and we'll work it out kind of thing. That he was a little too optimistic for my liking today.
504-260-0995 to participate in the show. Join us. Okay, so where are we?
I believe we're
P.T.
on...
P.T. Barnum?
I believe we're on number 8. Yeah. So here, if you missed the Saturday show...
Yeah, that one's the one we do from 10 to 1 on Saturdays live as well.
Right. If you missed the Saturday show, we started going over this and... When I saw the summary first presented to me, I was amazed that every single one of them still stands the test of time. And even though he wrote these in 1880, it applies today. So I came and showed Gregory, and he's down with it too. Hang on. Before we get to number 8, let's do Charlie and Covington.
Okay.
Charlie, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a quick question. It's a good question, I guess. But wanted to get your thoughts on something. I have an uncle who has made me as a beneficiary to a traditional IRA account, unbeknownst to myself. He had no children, no heirs, and he has passed away last July 2017. I'm trying to figure out how long do I have to claim the money that's in that IRA account.
So when did you find out about this?
Well, unfortunately, he was not a very good bookkeeper, and we're still continuing to go through his house and found some paperwork that indicated that this was an account that he had. So we've just found out probably February of this year, 2018.
Is this going through, where are you calling from?
Covington, yeah. Louisiana.
Covington. So is this the succession process started?
Yeah,
things so being handled on that side. And you're everything. Named beneficiary, so you obviously have not known very long.
Right.
How old was he when he passed?
Let's see real quick. He is, he died in July of 2017. So he would have been, he was born in August of 47. So that made him 70 years old, or almost 70, actually.
Okay. Well, one of the things is regarding required minimum distributions. He's hitting that point right there.
Right.
If he had still been alive, what you need to do is reach out to the firm and let them know that he has passed, and you're showing that they, what they should have on file is that you're the beneficiary.
Charlie?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, okay. So what you have shows that they should show that you are the beneficiary of the account.
Yeah. And they confirmed that. They confirmed. We just, I guess there was no way for us to know until we found the paperwork.
Okay. So why would you want to delay in claiming the money?
Well, that's the question. I'm only 56. Do I do better to take a lump sum on the IRA?
You're going to pay taxes on all that money.
Right. Or do I just hold it for an extended period of time? And if so, is there a time limit that I have to make an official claim for the money?
How much money are we talking about?
It's about $90,000 altogether.
Okay. You could go under the five-year rule.
Okay.
And you could claim the money and not take anything, but then you've got to take it all out within 5 years. I would rather you do the stretch. So one thing has to happen. If he was 70 and a half last year, which it appears he wasn't, because otherwise you would have to shore up that RMD. If you're going to take the stretch method and take the RMDs based upon your age, you have to do that this year. The year after death, you have to start the required minimum distributions for that. So you do have a couple of choices. I don't know why you would wait, though. And I don't know why, if you need the money, then you're taking it. It's not penalized. It's just going to be taxed and increase your adjusted income.
Okay. Like I said, I'm only 56, so I didn't know if that counted against, something that I have in addition. And because we didn't know that I was the main beneficiary until we found the paperwork, it was kind of a pot of gold, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, it's a nice gift that he left behind to you. So there's no negative effect. It's just if you take the lump sum, it's a taxable event, not penalized because you're a non-spouse beneficiary, but you could roll it over to a Benny IRA account. You need to go with somebody that knows how to structure that and handle that. It's kind of what our firm does as well. But and then even if you're not sure what to do, you can cash the account anytime. I just would probably recommend doing the stretch option and go ahead and take care of your RMD this year based upon your age. So you could take the stretch option and then cash it out few years from now, if that's what you're wanting to do or need the money, and you can take as much as you can stand to pay on taxes. But if you don't do the RMD, you're falling into the five-year rule, which is going to position you to have to take it all out. And right. Then if you want to get that stretch back going, say, treat it like I forgot it. Okay, the penalty's 50% if you're not taking the stretch.
50% is the penalty?
Yes, if you do the
stretch
and not take the RMD. So being you're making a decision right here, you're either going in the five-year rule or the stretch IRA. But I recommend the stretch because you could still always cash the whole account out at any time.
Okay. And if I took it all at one time, tomorrow, let's say, what would be the tax hit there? Any idea?
How much is your annual income? Or household income, you're adding that, and it's increasing your adjusted gross income. So if you've made 90 and you're cashing out 90, well, that's $180,000 in taxable income for the year.
That's a new tax bracket for you there, Charlie.
It's yes, it is a new tax bracket. That's about hit it on the head, and then we mentioned that before. But it would put us a little higher in the tax bracket.
Yeah, but you could take it out so much a year for a few years. Tax bracket management, if you're wanting to take advantage of that windfall
again, that's
and pay off some bills, pay off a house
stretch again.
Yeah, or once again, yeah. It's part of your retirement as it sets now, unless you decide to do something else with it.
Well, I've listened to the show a bunch, and I know you tell everybody on the radio, make sure everybody knows where paperwork is, and this is one of those cases where he never let me know that this was in my name, or he named me as a beneficiary. He didn't have any children at all. And
well, hopefully that's a good thing and not a bad
it
thing.
It is a good thing. He owned his own home. He only had a couple of checking accounts and things like that went through the succession. But this was,
did he leave a will?
He did leave a will.
Okay. Well, that's good, too.
Well, I like Charlie's uncle's idea if he had done it on purpose. Now, if he did this by just not taking care of paperwork, that's one thing. But isn't it kind of nice to leave a bunch of people that you love a surprise after you're gone? To be like, oh, that James, he wasn't so bad after all. You know, he left me 90 grand. That's not so bad.
He maybe didn't tell, but he did his paperwork. And that's what's going to rule at the end of the day.
Thanks for remembering us, Charlie. And thanks for listening to the show, bud. All right, you can do what Charlie did. That financial situation just fell in your lap, and you've been listening to the show forever. This is your chance to call. Talk to Gregory. Get you to help you with your financial situation. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
A lot of people still get confused. Home equity line of credit versus home equity loan. The home equity loan is basically you doing a refinance to get cash out to pay off your debt. A home equity line of credit is you opening up a line of credit. Normally, it's going to be a second mortgage that's on a variable or adjustable rate. That's a HELOC.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a lot of marketing going on out there, and their big catchphrase is set up your own self-directed IRA. You can do so many other things. And these firms, if you go and Google them, there is a lot of compliance. It is fraught with risk. And doing the filing that's required to keep your IRA in a tax-deferred status is complicated. You don't have a taxable event, so you got to really be careful about the paperwork and blowing this up. And it even gets more complicated when you're trying to run an enterprise inside of your IRA, like a rental business or a vending machine business or whatever ideas they're throwing at you to put your money at risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
At the parking lot party, a tailgate buzz, just a sipping on suds. Ain't never
party in the parking lot party. Well, the opening band is doing sound.
Welcome
check.
Back. Man, they sound this good. Is Winning at Life. It is Daily Wrap Live Financial Radio. All the help and the tips. Great question. Found money on the last caller. Awesome. Now he just has a decision of how he maybe wants to take the money. Sounds like maybe there was some want of taking some, probably to solve some issues. Nice surprise.
Probably there. Wants to pay off a credit card or get caught up on a car note or
pay off a house, maybe. Just what are you going to end up with as part of that? Because that's a taxable event. How much money will you end up with? And that's where I like to use tax bracket management in making those decisions. One of the first things that when we were looking at P.T. Barnum and this incredible story, this book he wrote back in 1880, and the first one right there at the beginning, live below your means.
I know that sounds like the most common sense boilerplate, but I'm having trouble doing it right now, Gregory.
Yeah, live below your means. What he's also saying is don't spend everything you make. If you live below your means, what do you have? You have extra money.
You're literally accumulating wealth. There's no other way to do it.
Yeah, so that means you're saving some money. So some of that can be 401k, but that can also be after-tax money. And we're thinking it's real easy to put away the pre-tax money because they'll withhold it from your check. There's a tax benefit there. You're paying actually less in taxes in doing so. But one of the things people forget to take in consideration is saving after-tax money. We should be saving more after-tax money. Because if you grow that and pay taxes along the way, you've got a big block of money that's not going to be heavily taxed. Let's say you save $500,000, I'll throw out some big numbers, $500,000 pre-tax at retirement you have, and after tax, and let's say you did do it through stocks as an example, or CDs, maybe a mix of those things after tax, but you've paid the taxes as you've moved along. So now you've got $1 million. Now, not all of it's yours, but half of it is all yours, and Uncle Sam's been paid along the way. And that IRA of $500,000, how much of it is yours? Well, say maybe $300,000, $350,000. Yeah, there's a taxable amount there. But one thing to think about it, if you take an income from both, you're not fully taxed on everything that you're taking out. And another point to that is if you did it all pre-tax, then half the money's not yours.
Yikes.
Essentially, as much as that. So that's something to think about in living below your means. So that's the part that I'll add on to it. And the other surprising thing is him saying, don't smoke tobacco and don't drink alcohol. He really related those two to having bad health and problems. But especially, he was right on about that tobacco for sure. But I like the Resveratrol from red wine. There's some benefits, so.
Yeah,
maybe there was some fine print in the book that he's okay with some red wine.
Yeah, well, he didn't say don't drink alcohol if it's good for your health. That kind of alcohol you'd probably be okay with. But look, the rule for these is the rule for everything. Anything in moderation isn't going to kill you. But then he goes on, and it's funny that he put this one third, is pick the right vocation. So he doesn't even think that's as important as living below your means or staying healthy, which, okay, if you put it in those terms, he's kind of right. But yeah,
and that's fitting today when people are going to school and choosing an education. I don't know. I know a lot of people that have finished up with school, and they can't go do the job they went to school for. This other job they're doing actually pays them more. They would take an income cut if they leave what they're doing now to go work in their occupation. that is something to think about when you're going to school, choosing a degree and spending several years studying. What is that going to lead to? What kind of money can you make? Okay, I'm not talking about what kind of money you can make a decade or so down the road. What can you make getting out of school, knowing that you're kind of starting on the ground floor there and you've got to work your way up? You've got to learn more about that occupation and what's it going to take to get to where you're making some money. And then if you're borrowing it, if P.T. Barnum, he'd probably say work your way through school, not borrow the money.
You know, he'd be furious because, number one, is live below your means. And you're not doing that if you're taking out a ton of student debt to go to college. And if you're doing it,
that's number five, because he did say something about it.
Yeah.
Avoid debt.
Right. Just jump right to that one. Avoid
so that,
debt.
In a way, ties in current world of, choose your vocation carefully and avoid debt. So that's something tied together right there on people choosing what they're doing.
Yeah. Number four, select the right location. You know, that's for people who are going into business, that location's important. If you're a guy that builds websites or maintains apps, you can go do it from a cabin in the woods for all I care. But, for most businesses, that is a very crucial thing, is where you choose to actually place your offices. So, you don't need to be on Bourbon Street with all the foot traffic in the world, as a financial advisor. But if you have a restaurant, being on a street with all the foot traffic in the world, Bourbon Street, that's much better than being tucked away in a quiet little street. But we're about where we were, where we left off on Saturday. Number six was persevere. Sort of self-explanatory. I mean, just don't quit. Don't quit. Every time you fail, that is your first try or your second try or your third try. That shouldn't be the end of it. You should take your new knowledge and try again. But he's just very, very depressed because he sees a bunch of people who quit who he felt were on the cusp of success. And then seven's a little obvious. Whatever you do, do it with all your might. But number eight is where we left off. Depend on your own personal exertions. And he says the eye of the employer is often worth more than the hands of a dozen employees.
Yeah, nobody's going to look out for your business like you are. So you need to have some type of system to where you have reporting, you have eyes on the business, the employees. Just, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Okay, there's a business rule right there.
Use the best tools. And this applies to using a combine if you're a farmer, but also this is, he leans more heavily talking about your employees and your business partners and people who you contract with just as much as the machine aspect of it. But number 10 is fun too. Don't get above your business, Gregory Ricks. Don't think that you're too good. Don't think that just because you got successful that it was all because of you and anything you touch from here on out is going to be successful. And you're like, yeah, I'm a great doctor.
Yeah.
I can just go get in the rental house business. I'll get some side properties. I'll just start doing that.
Yeah, he thinks going into business with borrowed money is problematic. Because every man's experience coincides with that of Mr. Astor, who said it was more difficult for him to accumulate his first thousand than the succeeding millions that made up his wealth. You know what? That was the learning stages, and he took what he learned to completely keep parlaying that money. But also giving money to somebody to start a business, they're likely to go through it and not succeed as well.
Number 11, learn something useful. Sounds a little obvious, but it's not to everybody. Those guys that are campaigning for $15 an hour, hey, go learn something useful besides, dropping fries. You can do it.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty neat what he's saying. Look, even if you have money, you should make your son or daughter go learn a useful trade or profession. In these days of changing fortunes, that he wrote back then, of being rich today and poor tomorrow, it might be something to fall back on. That's so true today.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Well, look, and if you're one of these countries where the currency resets every 10, 20 years, that's the only way you can get ahead, because everyone goes back to zero and you just start working all over again.
Hey, I have a daytime job, financial advisor, money manager. Maybe you need help with the guided planning system to find out where you are on the path. Where are you headed financially? Do you know your risk number, how it correlates to volatility? Are you looking for more safety in what you're doing? Give me a call. Daytime number, 504-832-9200. The website is gregoryricks.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll do this again tomorrow at 7. Your home away from the show is winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Download that. Check out our podcasts and our videos, all that great stuff. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.